This is 91.9 FM KPTZ Port Townsend. I'm Diane Urbani de La Paz with local news and commentary for Thursday, March 16th. Jefferson Transit is looking at changing and adding to the bus service on several of its routes. So the agency is conducting a survey now through next Wednesday, the 22nd. You can find the fairly short questionnaire on Jefferson Transit's website, and there is a QR code for it at bus shelters and on the buses themselves. Here's what might be coming. Earlier departures and additional trips for the Brennan-Quilcene route, the Upper Sims Way route in Port Townsend, the Polesbow and Tri-Area bus, the Kingston Express, the downtown Port Townsend shuttle, and the Dial-A-Ride buses for Cala Point, Cape George, and Marrowstone Island. The details are found in the survey and in a 6-minute video on the Jefferson Transit website. The agency will hold a public hearing about the proposed changes on Tuesday, March 21st. If the added service on various routes is approved by the Jefferson Transit Board, the changes will go into effect in early June. More about all of this is found at jeffersontransit.com. As KPTZ reported on Tuesday, the 2023 Thing Festival lineup has been revealed. The sprawling event will take over Fort Worden State Park August 25th through the 27th with about 36 musical acts, plus live comedy, podcasting, Indigenous storytellers, community workshops, and a lantern parade. KPTZ's Charlie Bermant interviewed festival producer Adam Zaks, and you can listen to that interview on kptz.org. Thing organizers are focused on improving the experience, Zaks said. He also wants to broaden the tent and invite younger people into the fold. "We want Thing to be for everybody," said Zaks. "So if tickets are too steep, consider volunteering, and you'll have access to more of the festival." Thing takes place at a state park, mind you, so there is a lot of open space and people watching and audible music from the stages for those who did not buy a Thing pass. The festival debuted in August 2019, and it was huge that year. Then it went away after the pandemic took hold. Thing returned last year, but it did not sell out, Zaks said. When asked if the festival was profitable, he answered, "Not yet." "It was profitable emotionally," he said. The festival capacity, according to Zaks, is 6,500 people per day. The names I recognize on the Thing poster are, first of all, Pacific Northwest soul singer Grace Love. Also, Fleet Foxes, Ben Lee, and Diggable Planets. Some of the more interesting band names, I find, are Black Country, New Road, Ila Bamba, and The Sacred Souls. To find out the pass prices, you can visit thingnw.org and use the code word EXPLORE to unlock those ticket buttons. When tickets go on sale tomorrow, Friday, as the hosting venue of the event, the Fort Worden Commons desk will offer local residents a 20% discount on the purchase of Thing passes. In downtown Port Townsend business news, a new place called the Wild Madrona Studio and Gallery is open on Water Street with the motto, "Art is affordable joy." This latest addition brings the number of art galleries in the 4 blocks of the downtown core to 10 by my count. Also on Water Street, Imprint Books and the Writer's Workshop are reintroducing in-person classes and a book launch after a long stretch of online activities. The Living Poets Society Book Club with poet Lauren Davis and a generative memoir workshop with Catherine Hunt are a couple of the gatherings coming to the shop. Local author Nicole Person, whose nom de plume is Jennifer Gold, will launch her third novel, Halfway to You, with an in-person event at Imprint Bookstore at 5:30 the evening of Saturday, April 8th. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news at kptz.org. This is Diane Urbani de la Paz. Thanks for listening.